Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB live on Radio Row in Miami, getting ready for the Chiefs to finally make it back to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 54 on Sunday. And right now we have a very special guest, very excited to have the commissioner and CEO of the XFL, Oliver Luck. Mr. Luck, good morning. How are you, sir?
Stephen, I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us. And obviously, you love football.
And that's you think?
That's what the XFL is about.
That's right.
All that we do is for the love of football. And you see what this is. You see what this has become. The ticket prices are through the roof because the Chiefs haven't been there in 50 years. There's so much excitement in Kansas City. And I feel like I got to adopt the St. Louis Battlehawks, not only because they're the closest team, but also Jonathan Hayes, former Chief.
That's right.
And so just tell our fans what we need to know. Everyone's football crazy because the XFL is right around the corner, February 8th and 9th, coming up to continue to give us football that we crave.
That's right. So there's, you know, in the past been this despondency after the Super Bowl because there's no more football for diehard fans like you, me, or probably the entire Kansas City region. So we aim to fix that, right? So the XFL is a standalone football league, eight franchises. We launch the weekend after the Super Bowl, a week from tomorrow is our first game. We've got some great coaches, guys like Bob Stoops. You mentioned Jonathan Hayes, great tight end for the Chiefs back in the day. He's our head coach in St. Louis. We got Jim Zorn. We got June Jones. It's going to be a league where we play an up-tempo kind of a game, fast-paced. We got a 25-second clock, which means that you got to play up-tempo. So imagine watching 3 hours of football, almost one long two-minute drill because guys are going to hurry up. And that's what fans wanted. We asked fans, what do you like about football? What do you want to change? And the answers were not sort of surprising, right? They were expected in the sense that people love the game of pro football. It's our most popular sport. Obviously, people are in a tizzy in Kansas City waiting for the game to take place. People said to us, hey, if I were king for a day, here's what I would do. Get a little bit more action, less idle time, pick up the pace a little bit, get those games compressed back into 3 hours, sort of like what it used to be back in the old AFL, you know, Lenny Dawson days. And so that's important. That's the game that we've modeled, and we're ready to launch and give folks a great experience.
And what are some other things that will be unique to the XFL that football fans might be attracted to that you want to tell us about?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that we've done which we consider to be good innovations. So in our game, you score a touchdown, you get 6 points. Okay, we're familiar with that. That's traditional. But then you've got the option to go for one, to go for two, or to go for three. You can have a 9-point touchdown. They're all plays from scrimmage. They're not kicks. We're taking the kicker out of the extra point setup. So if you want to go for one, you go from the 2-yard line. You want to go for two, you go from the five. You want to go for three, you got to go from the 10. It's obviously a lot more difficult. That's all just strategy. And I'm really curious to see how coaches respond. We've tweaked a couple of rules. For example, think about the punt. In the NFL, the gunners, the guys on the outside, they take off to tackle the punt returner. They take off right at the snap. We are holding those guys until the ball is kicked, like the interior guys. That gives the punt returner about two more seconds to field the ball and make a return. We think that's good because fans have told us they like punt returns. It's a great play. So we've done some things to modify the game. We think we've improved it. We've taken a great game, and we've made it just a little bit better.
So we're hoping that the Chiefs celebration will lead right up into the opening of the XFL. And so I want to go back to my co-host, Nate Bucati. And so when you describe a fan that demands more football and that's sulking after the NFL, after the Super Bowl's over, you've described my producer, Jake. And so, Jake, I want you and then Nate. Jake, your thoughts on the XFL, because we were already fired up about we're going to go to the Battlehawks games and ride down I-70. Jake, your level of excitement to know once the Super Bowl is over, there will be no Super Bowl hangover because you'll go right into the XFL.
Absolutely. And my hope is that there is no minor league for football, right? There's no feeder system into the NFL outside of college, right? College is a feeder system. My hope is that this can be a middle ground. Like, we can see some players playing in the XFL that can translate their game to the NFL. And my hope is that some of these innovations that you guys are doing, they can help improve the NFL's game. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. I would think the goal for the XFL is to have an impact on the biggest league in the world, especially in the United States. It's, football, NFL is king. And so if you guys can contribute to improving that, I mean, I think that would put you guys in a nice niche that people like me, people that dig football, that are looking for innovations, that are looking for the expansion of the NFL in terms of growth. It's got to grow, you know, it's got to get better, it's got to improve, that you guys can have some kind of impact on that.
Well, I love the way you're thinking. So we want to have an impact on the game. We think it's a great game. We think with our innovations, we can make it a little bit better. We think that you know, we want to be an important part of the football ecosystem. What's so interesting is that, you know, over the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years, 20 years maybe, you know, the quality of play throughout football, professional, college, has gotten off the charts. I think that athleticism is incredible. Strength coaches and conditioning coaches and nutrition coaches and sleep coaches and all the analytics. And what that means is the whole game's been elevated upwards, right? So in our case, that means our players are better than ever, right? Guys that just aren't quite good enough to stick in the NFL. Virtually all of our guys have had training camp experience, have been on a roster for a year or two or three or practice squad, but they're great players. I was in Houston for our training camp, and I'm watching Sammy Coates. He's playing for our Houston team.
Right.
He's a wide receiver. June Jones is our head coach down there. Sammy went to Auburn, third-round draft choice of the Steelers back in 16 or 17. This guy's a stud. I mean, he's big, he's strong, he's running great pattern, he's catching every pass, and I'm asking myself, why isn't he in the league? And there's a reason why, obviously. But, you know, there are so many good players, just not quite good enough to have stuck on an NFL roster. And what I love about these guys, they all have a chip on their shoulder. Right, somewhere along the way, they feel like they weren't given their opportunity. So they're going to play hard. They're going to play with a lot of emotion. They've embraced these innovations that we have. They're excited. So we're looking forward to the launch. The best thing about us, you mentioned this, Steve, you know, about ticket prices and going through the roof, right? Because the Chiefs haven't been for 50 years. Well, our ticket prices for the Battle Hawks or for the DC Defenders or the New York Guardians, $20 gets you down in the lower bowl. $20 to come watch a game. So imagine being able to go to a pro football game, bring a family of four for less than $100. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, my best friend lives in St. Louis, so I'll have a place to stay if I want to go and support the Battle Hawks.
It'll cost you more in gas driving on I-70 than it will for the ticket.
That's right. And you can see games on ABC, ESPN, and Fox Sports. I've got to ask you, before we let you go, What was your reaction when your son told you that he was going to retire, because it set shockwaves around the NFL?
Sure, so Andrew is he's a pretty private kid, and my wife and I were aware really for the last two or three years that he was getting frustrated, as he said, with, you know, that cycle of injury and rehab and injury and rehab, and it sucked the joy out of the game, it sucked the fun out of the game. And so it wasn't much of a surprise for us, because we were, you know, sort of inside his head a little bit. The timing surprised me a little bit as well, I'll say. But we expected it. Listen, I believe that any player who can leave on his own terms when he wants to, like Luke Kuechly, I admire that. It's courageous, because they love the game, and I'm sure all these guys miss it a little bit, Andrew included. But, you know, I like guys who have the ability and sort of the vision to say, enough, I've played, I've done what I wanted to do, I socked a lot of money in the bank. This is a kid who has a flip phone, so he doesn't spend a whole lot of money. So he socked a lot of money in the bank. He's got a degree from Stanford. He's got a marvelous wife, brand new baby a couple months ago. So
congratulations.
Thank you. He's I don't worry about him. I got other kids that I worry about, not him.
Who do you think is going to win on Sunday?
I think it's going to be a good game. If I had to put money in the game, I don't gamble because I'm the commissioner of a league. I have to stay away from that. But I think the Niners have a little bit of a better shot just because their defense is playing so well.
Nate, real quick, final question for Oliver Luck.
Okay, Oliver, as I am a big diehard football fan, I also, though, am a big soccer fan. And we have talked a lot on our show about how much we hate the NFL overtime rules. Can I just tell you, as a person who, I don't necessarily love penalty shootouts in soccer, but I will say that it's the best drama in sports when it actually happens. Like, there's nothing that has you more glued to your seat than when that happens. I feel like you guys have taken the penalty shootout to football for overtime, and I actually think it's the coolest idea for an overtime that I've ever heard, and I can't wait to see how it plays out.
Well, I appreciate that. We gave it a lot of thought, and clearly, you know, we looked at what hockey and soccer, you know, what they both do. So as we did some of these shootouts right during our training camp, guys were so excited. You should have seen it. I mean, the sideline, you know, here we are at a scrimmage, empty high school stadium in Houston, and guys were just pumped up. They were talking trash. They were yakking. It was great. So I think we'll see that same kind of emotion and excitement in our overtime as you see in a hockey or a soccer shootout. But thanks for saying that.
Oliver Luck has been our guest, the commissioner and CEO of the XFL, starting the weekend of February 8th and 9th, coming up ABC, ESPN, Fox. XFL is back. Mr. Luck, thank you for the time, sir. We appreciate it.
I appreciate having you on. Go Chiefs.
That's right. Go Chiefs.
I'm an AMC guy.
There we go. That's Oliver Luck back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.